The question was asked, how do we view pluralism in the Torah? And we'll explain a little bit. We're brought up in a very strong Torah environment and Torah lifestyle. And there are people who are brought up in a different environment and a different lifestyle. Let's begin with someone who's brought up in a home that's not religious, and move on to someone that's brought up in a home that's not Jewish, and move on to someone that's brought up in a home that's, we'll say, Muslim or Palestinian. How are we to understand when we look at them, so they're doing what they believe in, and we're doing what we believe in. How, when we read the Torah, so we understand that the Torah takes people for tasks, to task for doing things that are wrong. And to an extent, why don't we say, well, this is how he grew up. You grew up with this, he grew up with that. So I think the precept to understanding this concept goes back to the seven Noahide laws. There are different versions of what the Rambam said with regard to the Noahide laws. But it seems, definitely according to one version, and it seems that that's the way we go in halacha, that if you have a non-Jew who says, makes sense to me that I should keep the Noahide laws. It makes sense to me not to eat a piece of an animal till the animal's fully dead. It makes sense to me that these women I should be prohibited from marrying. It makes sense to me that we have to have a legal system. It makes sense to me a lot of things. I'll keep the Noahide laws. That's not doing the Noahide laws the way you should. Part of the Noahide laws, one of the foundations for keeping the Noahide laws is the recognition that God gave the Torah and God chose the Jewish people. And that same God who created the world and gave the Torah, the God of the Jewish people, he also commanded us the seven Noahide laws. Now, we have to ask ourselves, if a guy is born in the sub-Sahara, he's born to some African tribe, and all he's ever heard of are all kinds of African gods, and now we're saying, hey, you, out there in the Zulu tribe, maybe you've been accustomed to being a cannibal, but you have a responsibility to come to a conclusion that God created the world, and from that conclusion come to discovering who God is, and then finding out about the Noahide laws that he commanded. How does that work? So Rav Elchanan Wasserman, in his book Kovetz Sichos or Kovetz Haros, I don't remember the name of the work, Rav Elchanan Wasserman, so he wrote that the Torah expects of every non-Jew to deduce logically that that is the truth, that the Torah is the truth. And if you think about it, we have to go that route philosophically. Even if we didn't have the Torah to tell us that, then philosophically we'd still have to say that. Because if we would not go that route, then every person can have an excuse. This is how I was brought up. So we have people all around the world. Today it's the in thing. If you're trying to build an army, you take kids and you train them from a very young age to be your soldiers. You have throughout Africa warring tribes, and much of their warriors are children ages 12 and 14 and 15. And it's a terrible violation of these children that they teach them to be so cruel at such a young age. But nonetheless, you have a lot of warlords, South America as well, they're taking advantage, they're grabbing children and training them to be soldiers. And then these children grow up being warriors, fighting. They're exceptionally cruel. They're taught to be exceptionally cruel. Now, that's a very extreme example. But every person has an excuse. My father has a saying. My father says, we are all survivors of our parents' upbringing. My father used to tell us that. I feel bad for you, but everyone's a survivor. We're all survivors. And to an extent, we have to be aware of that. That no person can say, well, this is how I grew up, so that's what I'm doing. If that were the case, then there would be no accountability. The whole idea of accountability is that I have free choice, as we saw in the Rambam in Shmona Prakim. No person can say, well, my nature is to be angry. I grew up among people where it was acceptable to steal. I grew up among people where it was acceptable to kill. No. The Torah expects of every person to stop and analyze the life he's leading and come to a conclusion logically that God created the world and he has expectations of us, and find out what those expectations are. Now, we're not saying that a person can arrive at that at age 13 or 15. It might require many years of research. But at the end of the day, a person is supposed to arrive at this conclusion. So, on the one hand, once he's keeping the Noahide laws, I don't care if he's doing other things. If he likes dressing like the Zulu tribe, let him dress like them. If he wants to dress like the Aztecs, let him dress like them. If he wants to have Italian cuisine or Middle Eastern cuisine, I don't care. If he's going to talk this language or that language, I don't care. But if he's going to do actions that are harmful to other people, then I do hold him accountable. And I don't take it as an excuse that, well, this is how I grew up, this is what I'm used to, this is the society I grew up in. We all have that excuse with regard to certain things, and it is not an acceptable excuse. We have to overcome our surroundings and sometimes change our surroundings. And as the Rambam says, if one finds oneself in a situation where one cannot find surroundings that are conducive to being a good person, then one must subject oneself to the difficulties of living a life of solitude. Rambam says, it is true that one's environment is going to affect one's actions, and one should therefore carefully choose a positive environment. But if one is stuck in a situation, as the Navi Yirmiyahu was, that all the people around him are behaving improperly, then the Navi Yirmiyahu taught us, "Miyitneni v'midbar melonochim." If only I could, Yirmiyahu says, I would go out to the desert. I'd live all alone. I'd live like a hermit. That's not a normal lifestyle. That's not what the Torah wants of us. But in extreme circumstances, then that is the option one should prefer over living a life which is a wrong life. So it's true. People start off in a certain culture with certain beliefs, and people have to stop and think about the life they're leading, and in light of the logical conclusions they reach, lead a life that is correct. Yeah.
Torah can make